Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gabaza, and for today, we're talking a little bit around some of the technology innovations that are happening in the finance space, specifically around small businesses. We have a cloud accounting platform, Xero, that's integrated some of the banking feeds from NedBank for small businesses, and we're going to be talking about what that actually means in an increasingly digitalized world, because basically they say that the partnership and the feeds are designed to give small businesses access to daily financial data inside the Xero platform, helping them to manage their cash flows better. So we're going to be having a conversation about what that actually means for small businesses, how the tech up has been, and going forward, what part does that play in getting more and more businesses to take their finances and their businesses online and to embrace the digital revolution. So for today, I am joined by Colin Timmis, who is the country manager for Xero South Africa, together with Alan Shannon, who is from NedBank. He is the executive for client management around a professional and small business banking. Colin, greetings to you.
Yes, hi. Thanks for having us.
No, thank you so much. And Alan, how are you today?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Mudiwa. It's great to be with you.
I think I may start, with Colin on this one, just to maybe get a sense of, Xero itself. And, some of us that are into the world of, finance and a little bit of technology understand what the platform actually does. But, for those that don't, perhaps this is the time for that elevator pitch.
Yes, Mudiwa, thanks very much. There's a word that I'm going to mention, and I hope everybody doesn't turn off when I mention it, because whenever we talk about accounting, people lose interest almost immediately after the word is mentioned. And when you mention accounting software, people struggle to understand how such a boring, mundane topic such as accounting can become exciting, as we see often in the world of software. Like, we all use apps on our phones, and we engage on this call on great technology and different tools that can, send the Mars rover explore foreign planets, all enabled by software. But it's very seldom that we find accounting in that space complementing software and making it interesting. And that's essentially what we've done at Xero, is we've built a platform that's designed to increase the access and the usability of financial information by small businesses. And the founders of the business built it out of a sheer frustration of traditional accounting many, many years ago. And so our platform at Xero is designed for people who are not that familiar with accounting and maybe not that great with finances. It's designed in a really easy to use and a very sort of informative way, so that people can navigate their way around their debits and their credits and their incomes and expenses. And all of that means that they are more connected with the reality and the facts of their business. And they can then involve their accountants and their advisors and their banks and any other interested parties to participate with them on that platform, using that software to make sure that they're growing and managing their business in a way that enables scale and growth and employment. And so at Xero, it's been used in South Africa for a number of years, and we're very excited by the growth that we've seen and the adoption of small businesses, and how we get to leverage partnerships like the one we have with NedBank to just add more value to that SMB ecosystem to ensure their sort of sustainability and growth by providing them with real-time data and insights on their computer, but on their phone as well if they want.
No, thank you so much for that. Turning to Alan, for a moment, from a NedBank point of view, why have you guys decided that this is a partnership that you guys are going to take on? Simply because I'm sure there are a number of different platforms out there. At the same time, one would think, you guys could also offer, a similar service. Why did you guys decide that a partnership with Xero was the best way forward?
Yeah, but thanks very much. I mean, great question. Xero, I think, have demonstrated themselves perhaps to be among, if not the most progressive accounting platform globally. I mean, if one just looks, they have now got millions of customers worldwide. Their growth, I think, since they've commenced has been phenomenal. And so, you know, their proposition has become very attractive to the small business environment. And if it's attractive to the small business environment, it's attractive to us because that's a community that we really look to serve. The other thing, I guess, with Xero, of course, is that whilst this particular alignment between us and Xero is the first of its kind in South Africa, it's not the first of its kind worldwide. So Xero have already created a proven history with other very formidable banking names around the world. And so, you know, that coupled with the appeal that Xero have to the small business community made them a really obvious partner for us as NetBank to be associated with. And so, yeah, that hopefully gives you a little bit of context for that particular question.
No, it certainly does. Now, coming back to Colin, I think now that we understand, you know, what Xero does and then understanding, where NetBank is coming in, the feeds, right? What are they exactly? Is it that, you know, you're literally taking a business's transactions and automatically feeding them into Xero? Like, what's actually going on a practical level?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, business has a lot of administration and a lot of operational tasks you have to do on a daily basis. And one of those things is to keep your books in check, to make sure the debits and the credits balance. And the foundation of that process is something called a bank reconciliation. And what that means is you're reconciling your entries, all the debits and the credits, and you're making sure that they match. And all of those entries take place in your bank account. You have money that comes in, that's receipted, that's income for your business, or maybe it's a deposit from a client. But then you also have expenses that you pay out for overheads and costs that you incur on a daily basis. And all of those occur in your bank statements. Now, your accountant or your bookkeeper will traditionally get your bank statements by either having you drop them off at their office or emailing them through, or maybe sending them a file electronically, and your accountant will then charge you to capture all that information into your cash book, which is the basis and the foundation of your entire accounting system. What this bank feed essentially does is it takes that information that's in the bank, and instead of having to log into internet banking and download a statement, or instead of having to print out your bank statements and drop them off at your accountant and doing that sort of once a month or once every 2 months, or, you know, for some people it's only once a year. But instead of having to do that process, what happens now is that all those entries actually go straight from your bank accounts into your accounting system's cash book. So it goes straight into Xero. Now, there are versions of bank feeds that have been around for a very long time, but this API-driven bank feed that we have with NetBank, the first of its kind in South Africa, is next level sort of technology. It's like digital 2.0. And so not only does it transfer the information, but it transfers it in a way that is just far more secure and stable and accurate. And so essentially, as a business owner, you can log into your accounting system or your business platform that you use to manage your finances every morning. And all those deposits and payments that you have made to customers and made or received from customers and paid to suppliers, all of that will be reflected in your accounting system. And so you can see who's paid you. You can see who you still have to pay. And so your accountant can now spend his time helping you understand your debits and credits, giving you advice, maybe doing budgeting, instead of spending their time capturing all that data. So there are multiple benefits to the process. There's cost benefits for the small business owner. There's increased value because of the change in the relationship and the engagement with accountants. And down the line, there's increased access to more real-time information and insights to understand what's going on in the business. So there's a whole lot of different boxes that this process checks. But the most fundamental aspect of the feed is quite simply that your transactional data from your bank account moves into your accounting cash book on a daily basis as those transactions happen, which means you can see information and do something about it quicker and more proactively.
Alan, as Colin is talking, there's a couple of questions that are really coming to mind, and two that stick out is, you know, firstly, you know, in this world where People are increasingly online and relying on software, etc. I can imagine that there must be some type of, you know, how have you guys sort of gone against the angst that some clients might feel when it comes to cybersecurity and all of that stuff, sharing, you know, sensitive banking information across the different platforms? How do you assuage some of those, how do you allay some of those fears? And then I guess the second one is just simply of, you know, how come no one was doing this? Because it really just sounds like, it's such a, I don't know, can I say such an obvious thing to do? Like, can I just get a direct stream from the bank so that it connects and integrates to my software so that I'm not paying the accountant all of this money to do all of this admin?
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I think I'll answer the first one first. I mean, I'm not sure, and this is again where Colin can perhaps elaborate, but certainly the technology to do exactly what we're doing now hasn't always been available to us. So I think now that it is available to us, I think, you know, NetBank has sought to adopt the technology as fast as possible to sort of make these services available. And if I can maybe just elaborate, because I think what Colin touched on was really important just around the access to financial information that entrepreneurs will now have in their businesses that perhaps wasn't as readily available previously. During the sort of height of the pandemic, when as banks, we were looking to extend loans that were, you know, the COVID-19 SME loan scheme as an example. The one factor that was particularly difficult for the banks at that particular time was getting entrepreneurs to submit financial information because it wasn't readily available to them. And to the point that's sort of been alluded to a little earlier, that entrepreneurs don't necessarily wake up in the morning and get excited about, you know, generating their accounting records. So I feel it's just good to mention this because of the automated nature of this, the financial information becomes more readily available, which puts the entrepreneur in a far better position to get from the banks what they need when they need it. So just wanted to go back there and just compliment what Colin said. And I think hopefully I've addressed the question around why I haven't been doing this earlier. And then maybe just the point around security. So, again, Colin's the technical guy, but the way that we've arranged and worked this alignment with Xero is that the security protocols that are in place to create these feeds are the same security protocols that exist for a client to be able to access their bank account digitally in the first instance. So our clients have to go through a process of inputting an ID, inputting passwords. As a bank, those are the security protocols that we believe make banking safe digitally. And it's those same security protocols that have been built into this process to make sure that these feeds from the bank into the Xero environment happen as securely as the rest of their banking does. So, Colin, I'm not sure if there's anything you feel you want to elaborate.
Yeah, happy. And that's exactly what Adam said is true. First off, the technology hasn't always been available. At Xero, we launched these APIs or this banking API that we have back in 2018. And it was the first of its kind that enabled banks to connect. And what we must remember is that in Europe and in the UK, banks are mandated through legislation to make APIs and information available. And so there's been a faster adoption in the European markets than what there has in other countries. Things like PSD2 and open banking have required banks to share customer information. And so what's really exciting is that, you know, NetBank are one of the banks that have chosen to do this when they haven't been forced to do it. Like they've seen what it could enable and as a result made that decision. And because Xero's the only accounting provider that has these open banking APIs, we've been able to forge this partnership. And to the second point that Alan raised as well, also really important, like the bank feeds are exciting and they really save a lot of time and drive a huge amount of efficiency for small businesses and help them reduce costs and receive a lot more value from other professionals. But what the feeds really enable and what's really exciting is what's possible after they're in place. Because once they're in place, it really changes fundamentally the relationship between small businesses and banks and accountants. It means that we're all connected. We're all talking to each other. We're all, you know, sort of speaking the same language, seeing the same information in real time. And so we can remove a lot of those barriers. We can increase the access that people have to finance and expertise and support. And so the bank fees are what we call like tickets to the game. It's not the end. It's a means to an end. And that's what's really exciting about the partnership is there's a lot more that we can do and a lot more opportunities for SMEs, some of which include better and easier access to finance, of course, but it just fundamentally changes the relationship of small businesses, banks, and professionals like accountants.
No, and one of the things that, you know, we're quite curious about, because we are a business platform, we're talking about small businesses, you guys are an accounting platform, and at the same time, we're talking to one of the country's biggest banks. We have to understand, you know, how, I guess, the business is set up on the back end, because my understanding is that the integration of the feeds is, I stand on correction on this one, but I understand it's free on the side of the clients. But I guess between Xero and Nedbank, how are you guys making money from the partnership?
Yeah, look, from our side, you know, there's been a fundamental shift in the way software and accounting software in particular is provided. For example, when you buy a Xero package, it comes with unlimited users. So as many people as what you want can use the package, and all of the sort of training and education is also all free. And so bank fees that we provide are free on our end as well, because we want to encourage people to interact with their financial information. And we obviously, you know, make money from people using Xero and buying the software for their companies. And so we want to provide as much value as is possible to individuals, and bank fees form a critical part of that because it eases the workflow and is one of those add-ons. In the traditional software world, you have people paying license fees and paying for training and education, and every upgrade, there's a new box that gets dropped off and you've got to wait a year to get that. And then there's more costs for that. And whereas SaaS products, software as a service, like Xero, you know, there are upgrades coming out every week. There are changes in the product. Every week there are updates. Every week there are improvements. And bank feeds are one of those elements. It fits into the SaaS business model, which is focused on making sure that every one of your customers who pays you a monthly fee, and they can leave at any time, so there's no contract that forces them to stay on your platform, that you have to provide value and you have to provide an interaction that they want to be a part of. And that's what good software and good relationships and what real value representation means. And so that's why there's sort of no charge for the feed on our end.
Alan, your take?
Yeah, I mean, so the same is true for us. I mean, so this, obviously Nedbank doesn't make any revenue directly from this process. I think where Nedbank generates value is by providing value itself to the small business client. So by generating value for the small business, we essentially start directly creating value for Nedbank. So, you know, the extent that the small business enjoys the value, they're more likely to remain with Nedbank and continue to enjoy that value. So, you know, retention of clients is tangibly beneficial for us. And I think the other element is that to the extent that the awareness grows around this alignment between Nedbank and Xero, you know, we stand to attract more clients given the value that this type of partnership represents. And of course, that translates into tangible benefits for Nedbank too. So those are the two areas where this starts making, I guess, financial sense directly for Nedbank. But it's already about, you know, translating small business value into value for us. The one perhaps piece that I could elaborate on is that what we have worked on with Xero is an agreement that anybody that is attracted to Nedbank through this proposition can subscribe to Xero and benefit from a 50% discount on their Xero subscription for a sort of finite period of 4 months until they sort of really start feeling the benefits. And then, of course, when the full Xero premium kicks in, they've already understood and have latched onto the value. And so they remain full paying customers after that point.
All right. That makes, okay, fine. I understand that much. And I can see what you're saying, especially, in the, you know, long-term value. It sounds like one of those things that, you know, if you can make the life of the client as easy as possible or, you know, create that new level of convenience, then you've upped the value add, which makes, I guess, a product offering, you know, that much more enticing to stay on as a platform. Taking a step back, though, I wanted to maybe get a sense from both of you on this one. I'll just start with, I think we'll start with Alan on this one, to understand what the actual take up has been, because one of the things that has been said on both sides, both Alan and Colin, is the fact that, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, as with individuals, you know, you're not really sitting there looking at your bank accounts all the time, or, you know, that excited about the accounting side of things. So how has the take up been so far off the feeds since they went live?
It's been faster than the take up that we traditionally experience with launching of new innovations. The subscription now runs into the thousands, and it's been growing at a fairly, you know, rapid pace. It's all about creating awareness. And so the more we talk about this, the more we see sort of peaks in people subscribing to the link. So very good so far. And we see the sort of pace of this continuing, you know, at least for the months to come.
Colin?
Yeah, it's been great on our side as well. Again, we've done a sort of a soft launch. And so we haven't done extensive go-to-market campaign as yet, which we're looking to do in probably the next couple of weeks. And so we've been very, very pleasantly surprised with how quickly people have adopted the product. And we've even had some feedback where some partners have looked to change banks, to be honest, just to get the better experience of the feed, because a lot of business owners and accountants are focused on operational efficiency, and they're very focused on removing, you know, those things that they do that are just not productive and where there's a high opportunity cost. And so the response and the feedback we've had has been really good. We're monitoring everything as it grows, and we'll carry on pulling on the right levers at the right time. And so far, very happy with the process.
Colin, on your end, one of the big things we keep hearing about over the last year is increased demand in online services, technology adoption, all of these things, work from home, remote working, hybrid working, hybrid working, cloud environments, hybrid cloud. There's a lot of things that are being said about the use of technology over the last year. From an accounting point of view, have you guys seen or experienced that increased demand in your own service? Are business owners increasing their use of online accounting software?
Yes, we've definitely seen that, not just in South Africa, but in other markets around the world as well. It's only natural, I think, when people realize that they've been putting off the inevitable with change that needs to happen, you know, to cloud-based products, which at their most basic, or in their most basic form, simply give access. People need access. And so there is an uptick when people don't have access. They want to get access, and they do that by adopting cloud products. A lot of our messaging, though, is to encourage SMEs and accountants to move past just that basic adoption of cloud products and to instead embrace digital automation and digital processes. So one can use a cloud product in the same way that you use a desktop product. Your processes in your business or in your accounting practice can remain pretty much the same. You're just using a tool that is sort of available on a different server. And really what we encourage accountants to do, and what we encourage small businesses to do, is really think about every operational process they have and reinvent fundamentally their engagement with their suppliers, their customers, their staff, and think about what they could do differently. So cloud adoption is sort of at the most basic level, step one. But the second level that we support a lot of SMEs and accountants with is, how do we turn that into really driving operational efficiency and changing your thinking about how you engage and support your clients in your business, and maybe even increase access to new markets for yourself as a business owner, all of which becomes possible when you're thinking digitally with these cloud products as your base.
No, thank you so much for that. I think, Alan, you have the last word on the discussion. I'm happy that we have you here, because, you know, we recently had a discussion with one of your competitors on this platform, F&B, and they were talking about increased technology adoption, etc. So from a Nedbank point of view, what have you guys sort of been seeing, and, you know, I guess more specifically on small businesses?
Yeah, so the growth of digital adoption has been exponential. It's been huge. You know, so as Nedbank now, as a small business, you can register your business digitally through our platform. You can open up your business account simultaneously. You can apply for borrowings digitally. You can invest digitally. You can transact digitally. The amount of new sort of payment and collection opportunities that in the process of opening up digitally, you know, is very exciting. And there's new stuff launching sort of every other week. So, and we're seeing small businesses adopt it. At also an alarming rate. So, and it's, what's interesting about it is that a lot of it's incremental. It's not at the expense of what people are doing on the physical channel side of things. So it's a very exciting place to be in, and the capability is just expanding, you know, week after week. And thankfully, the small businesses' adoption thereof has been as much as what we could have hoped for.
So there you have it. There's been an increase in the use of technology and online services from the side of small businesses. That was us talking to the team from Xero. They are an accounting platform, cloud-based, and together with the Nedbank, one of the country's largest banking groups, talking about a new partnership that they have to integrate banking information into this accounting platform and the type of convenience it's going to bring. Sort of speaking to the broader trend around increased digital adoption, digital transformation, all of these things, and just at the end of the day, trying to make things a bit easier for small business owners so that they can continue with just the simple business, you know, of going about running their actual business and reduce possible costs and the admin that's involved from actually keeping a good set of financial records. Both of them just highlighting that, you know, over the last year, there has been an increase, you know, in demand as people, you know, just realizing that there is a lot of value that can be derived from online services. So that was us with Colin Timmis, who is the country manager for Xero in South Africa, together with Alan Shannon, who is the Nedbank executive for client engagement around professional and small business banking.
This is Mudiwa's Tech.
It's quite interesting to see some of the innovations that are happening in the technology spheres for small businesses, because one sort of gets the sense that the last year has really done a lot to focus, you know, to focus small businesses on what's going on in the world of digital, trying to take a lot more of the digital, that digital track, you know, digital business, doing the accounting, do your admin, all of these things. And it really does seem as if we are in a moment where if you can provide a way to reduce the admin or to reduce the processes that small businesses need to go through to run their businesses through a technology platform or through an online-based platform, then there really does seem to be opportunity there. And to the point that Colin was making around software as a service, subscription services have really become quite popular. You know, gone are the days where you paid a high amount, let's say 10,000 rand, to have, let's say, the Xero platform. I'm not sure how much it used to cost, but if Microsoft Office or, you know, the Adobe Suite is anything to go by, or any other, you know, piece of software, then you had to pay a high upfront cost back in the day. And now that has been substituted by subscription costs. So if you can engender enough of an audience, enough value and confidence, and then put a subscription model behind it, then it means that you give yourself a recurring stream of revenue for a good amount of time to come. And like what Colin was saying, that seems to really be the key. And what Alan was then saying, you know, where you now increase the value, where people are now thinking about changing to another bank simply because they can get this this direct feed into the accounting software, it sort of shows you, you know, some of the pain points that small businesses are going through. If you can find a way to make things easier for small businesses, then there certainly is some opportunity for you out there. So that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter, where hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail, and this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.